Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. Recently, I listened to an interview with Stuart Brown, a nationally and internationally noted expert on play. Not only is he interested in play in humans, but he's also spent a lot of time with those who study play in animals, so he can get a better idea of where this behavior comes from, its role in evolution and survival, and if and how play behavior has changed over time as species evolve. Naturally, as soon as he mentioned his close working relationship with Jane Goodall and her thoughts about play in primates, and also Mark Beckoff and his study of play in coyotes and other canines, Brown immediately caught my attention. But there were other things that he talked about relative to play that made me think about my work with dogs. One of the things he mentioned was that dogs, unlike wolves, tend to be playful their entire lives. And this would certainly be understandable. We know that domestication suspends an animal in a physiologically and behaviorally immature state. Consequently, if play plays a vital role in the young animal, in domestic animals, play does or should play a critical role in the individual's health and well-being throughout their entire lives. I got thinking about this relative to the dogs I deal with who have serious problems. And the reality is that most of them have serious play problems, too. They can't play because they're too stressed to play. Or if they do play, it's not really play. They use it as a way to relieve stress rather than a way to celebrate. And you can see the difference in their play. There's an edge to them. Sometimes they look definitely worried while they're playing. It's hard work for them. It's not really play. Something else Brown mentioned about parents and very young children playing that also reminded me of some of these dogs, and that is that there are those parents of young children who have this fantasy vision of play as an all-positive, sweet and light interaction. Consequently, they are hovering over their children at all times. And if the play gets too rough and tumble, or if somebody hits somebody too hard, these helicopter parents immediately swoop down and they break it up. The problem with this is these parents mistakenly believe that such play is teaching their children to be violent. Quite the opposite. Numerous studies in children and also in other species indicate that play, including rough play, is what teaches children empathy. Because what happens in rough and tumble play is that if somebody hits you a little bit hard and you realize what that feels like, then you're going to be more cautious and more concerned about doing the same thing to someone else. But if there's some adult or some owner always in there running interference, you're never going to learn this. And I think that's something that we should remember. We've got all of these little play groups, we've got these puppy kindergartens, we've got all this organized play with helicopter parents, helicopter owners, helicopter trainers and handlers. And that in the process of this, even though we might be keeping our dogs, like our young children, physically safe, we run the risk of destroying them spiritually, emotionally, and behaviorally. Play is very, very serious business for all of us. We need to allow all domestic animals the freedom to play, to enjoy themselves, and to make mistakes and learn and grow. And step one in that process is for us to back off and lighten up.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.